Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim here with Ed and with Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, gentlemen.
By the way, did Notre Dame win, Ed, your team?
They did.
They beat Southern Cal?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
Close.
Yeah.
Closer than, and there's some controversy because the coach of Notre Dame, Brian Kelly, during USC tried to do a onside kick. Mm-hmm. And he was like on the field or something, and even the announcers were saying he should have got a penalty for that. They would have had a re-kick.
I think he was out there trying to recover the ball and maybe hoping nobody would notice.
Yeah.
You know,
it was close enough that USC, I don't think they're ranked, or USC
right.
was, you know, if they had recovered
right.
the ball,
I think
they were
right.
a 6-point.
How does a New England boy grow up to be a Notre Dame fan? I'm just curious.
Oh, all my dad's side of the family, they were all Catholic.
Boston,
and
Catholic,
so they were all Notre Dame fans growing up. So I just
Is that why Notre Dame has such a huge national following is because of all the Catholic?
May very well be. That'd be my
guess.
They
used to. I don't know if they still do, but they used to have the largest fan base nationally than anybody.
Well,
far.
And plus,
they're
on TV. I think NBC carries them. They have for years and years.
Well, so they don't belong to a conference. So,
right.
You know, it's not like if you're a Pac-10 fan or, well, Pac whatever
right.
it is now. And so they do have, and they have such a historic program. Newt Rockne
right.
and the Four
oh, yeah.
Horsemen, and just,
yeah.
It goes back. And I know that all you guys were wondering, Air Force won over the weekend.
Did they?
Yes, they did.
Who'd they beat?
Fresno State.
All right.
Well, Battle of the Titans there.
The eyes of the nation were on that game. Sorry, I should.
The Battle of the Titans.
It's not SEC football. I know I've entered a whole new realm down in the South here, but there's something special about an academy game, man.
I feel your pain, man.
As a Mississippi State fan, let me just say this. I'm ready for basketball. All right, Steve, what do you got?
I want to talk to you about a town hall that the Democrat candidates held last Thursday. We couldn't get it on. Of course, it happened too late for our last Today's Issues program. So I wanted to kind of share with you a little bit about what went on today. The first thing I want to share is to show a little bit of how, let's say, how sensitive some in the – this was a LGBT town hall. So all things gay, homosexual, and the candidates felt –
For all the Democrat candidates?
Yes.
Were they all there?
I think most of them the top-ranked ones were there,
yeah.
and they all fell all over themselves trying to support, you know, to show how supported they could be. This is first.
No, I'm more gay than you.
This first soundbite is a transgender man, as a man that looks, wants to, I use that differently than the rest of journalism does, but he's a man that wants, that's transitioning to be a woman, or he
so
is.
So he's a transgender woman.
He's a trans, well.
That's what he would call him.
He's a man.
That's what he would call himself, you're saying?
Right. Yeah. Well, and what he calls himself is really the point here, because he came up to ask a question, and CNN's host, Nia Malika Henderson, introduced him like this. I want you to hear this is Cut 9.
Shay, what's your question?
It's Shea Diamond.
Shea Diamond.
Put that on record.
Okay. It's on the record. Thank you.
Yes, honey. It's violence to misgender or to alter a name of a trans person, so... So always get that right first. The National Trans Visibility March happened last week, and we didn't see much representation from cisgender people. And we want to just know if you are elected as president,
asking Julian Castro,
will you have a group of transgender people to counsel you or advise you?
Shea? All right. I absolutely would do that.
Let me translate a couple of things here. When she talks about cisgender people not supporting the transgender movement, cisgender is their name for normal people. They don't call it normal, but that's what they call those of us who have normal sexual attractions or gender identities. And she was asking that of candidate Julian Castro, and he said, of course, I fall over myself to have a board of transgender advisors.
And, what for? What?
Well, to advise President Castro. about transgender issues.
Which pronouns do you use, I suppose? This is the you know, this is kind of a hilarious thing, a little funny, but I want you to notice also that she says that misgendering.
Wait a minute, hold on. Who are you talking about when you say she?
He.
It's a he.
Right, I apologize.
You're following it is it? Confusing, though.
It is. It's
a he.
When Shia, he, is talking about, he says, misgendering or misnaming the transgender is violence. This is key here because in this country.
And that's not a joke. They believe that.
And they have to believe that, right. Because in this country, freedom of speech means you can't tell me what I can think or what I can say. But you sure, if it's an act of violence, you can keep me from that. Right? Mm-hmm. So if they label it violence, they think they have the right to stop me or you or any of our listeners from using the wrong name or doing it because it's a literal, they think, act of violence.
What are they doing? What are the Democrats doing here? You got an hour and a half of this stuff?
Yeah.
That's whacked.
Well.
Huh?
Well, they're woke.
W-H-A-C-K-E-D with an exclamation point. That's
they
whacked.
Are woke, my friend. They are woke, and they want the world to know
that's
it.
That's a one question or two question event at the most.
No,
yeah, but
it
you're
was
asking
whole,
every candidate. Don't forget.
They had the whole six-hour shebang that they had on Medicare.
Or he-bang.
He-bang.
I like
he-bang.
That shebang. Yeah. No, you can't say just she-bang. It's got to be he-bang.
Let me ask you, I did not see this, and I'm glad to say I didn't. But this fella who thinks he's a woman, Shia Diamond, is that what he said his name was?
That's how he pronounces her name.
Okay, was he in drag?
He was dressed as a woman. You can look it up. Shia Diamond is a performer.
So you,
and sounds and looks fairly womanish. She's fairly...
So
successful at it, I suppose. But
he stands up in a dress.
Yep.
And he's asking questions.
Yep.
Okay.
And he wasn't the only one. And I wanted to play. This was raising a little more concern among a lot of conservatives who probably
that's
didn't
him.
Watch. You can go over there and take a look.
See what he looks like. Okay. He just looks like a.
Well, he's had some work done. Yeah. I'm just going to say that.
He's a. Okay. All right.
So Beto O'Rourke was also at this and was asked by Don Lemon. Don Lemon asked him a question. I want you to hear the question, and I want you to hear Beto's answer. This is cut 10.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes. There can be no reward, no benefit, no tax break for anyone or any institution, any organization in America that denies the full human rights and the full civil rights of every single one of us. And so as president, we're going to make that a priority, and we are going to stop those who are infringing upon the human rights of our fellow Americans.
All right. Now did I misunderstand? It sounded like the question was, do you take away the tax-exempt status if they do not support same-sex marriage, right?
Correct.
Now, he said, we will not give tax-exempt status for any group, church, whatever, that denies civil rights to homosexuals. Those seem like two different things. He went from, the question was, you don't support it, so I'm guessing a church that would not perform...
Right.
A same-sex marriage, to denying civil rights. I'm not sure those are the same thing.
In his mind, I think they are. The question is, do you support removing 501c3 tax exemption from churches that do not support?
Okay, so he's saying if you won't perform a same-sex marriage,
that's
denying their right
that's what
to get
saying.
Married.
Who said that?
Which is not
That's what Beto true. O'Rourke, and that's what Don Lemon was, the question was geared towards eliciting.
Well, first of all, this is now a lot of things have surprised me, so I could be wrong because nothing makes sense on the left. But you can't do that. It's unconstitutional to say we are only targeting religious groups for tax exempt status because of what they believe. You can't do that.
Well, that's what's been up in the courts with the Jack Phillips. I mean, I know it's been around the fringes to Christian-owned businesses, but certainly there are Christian organizations and
Well, you're talking about taking taxes. You're talking about punishing the Catholic Church.
Yeah, and what they're saying is non-religious nonprofits we're not touching. We are targeting.
Right.
We're showing hostility.
Well, I don't know how many non-religious nonprofits care about what someone's marriage views are. I mean, if you sell widgets, I don't know that it matters. Not matter to them, but it is a fundamental part of a faith-based.
And he just said, "Yeah, we
Let me just say this. This goes to, I made this point before, and it sounds radical when I say this, but these far lefties like O'Rourke and 90% of that Island of the Misfits that's running on the Democrat side.
I don't know if you played the clip, but somebody called them a clown car today, a clown show.
Let me just say this. I'm trying to think, and this is an opinion that's only mine, and I haven't. People may disagree with this. I think the only candidate among the Democrats who would not ultimately be in favor of putting Christians in jail for their views would be Joe Biden.
You think the rest of them would?
I think the rest of them, in some form or fashion, be it penalties. Well, ultimately, think about this logically. If you are for revoking someone's 501c3 tax-exempt status based on what they believe about gay marriage, okay, how far is that really from saying, also fine them if they hold these views, F-I-N-E, fine them monetarily, okay, like the government, like the IRS does if you're late with your taxes or whatever like that. If you go beyond that, put them in jail or re-education camps. Let them make them go through courses, re-education courses.
Like they do on college
Yes. You have to campuses. Go through that in order to avoid the fine or to avoid the imprisonment. You see what I'm saying?
Shea Diamond said it's violence.
It's violence.
Your words are violence. Right. So
I think if these far lefties ever got in control where they could impose this, even imprisonment on those of us who hold views.
If they could get away with it,
if they could get away with it, they would do it. I think only Joe Biden wouldn't do that, wouldn't agree to that. But he may agree, he was there, he may agree to it if he was pressured by the left.
I will say that Pete Buttigieg was asked about this, candidate Pete Buttigieg himself, in a same-sex marriage. He said he distanced himself from O'Rourke's comments.
Well, good for him.
He did. He said that.
I didn't know that.
Well, let me read you what he said, and I find it a little interesting. He said that threatening the tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage would deepen the divisions that we're already experiencing. This is his quote. I'm not sure O'Rourke understood the implications of what he was saying. I mean, that means going to war not only with churches, but I would think with mosques and a lot of organizations that may not have the same view of various religious principles that I do, but also because of the separation of church and state.
Well, good for him. I didn't realize that, so I would put two in that category.
Yeah, but it's not. It'd be okay.
I would put Joe Biden and him in that category that I don't think that would be punitive against Christians or Jews or Muslims.
But only because it goes against mosques, by the way. It's okay we do it to churches. But hey, you realize we're going after Muslims here too?
Right. You can't be Islamophobic.
You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on American Family Radio. You want to send us an email, you can use this address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. I can't believe they had. Was that a 2-hour debate?
I think it was longer. The first one they had on healthcare was 6 hours. I certainly didn't watch it, but
2 hours.
6 hours.
They did. They had every candidate on and explored fully with them. I mean, this is how they get around the 20 people on a debate stage that only get to raise their hands. They have a 6-hour marathon where they get in depth with all these people. I don't know how long the LGBT one was, but
yeah, but it was a debate setting dedicated to the LGBT.
A town hall setting. So there,
I can't imagine there was any.
One at a time.
I can't imagine there was any disagreement among any of those candidates.
Oh, that would have been all over the news.
Right, yeah. About anything. I mean, they could have just skipped that debate and said we all agree with everything the LGBT.
Well, and the debate was sponsored by HRC.
Just say we agree.
Human rights campaign.
Just say all the candidates agree with everything the LGBTQ community wants.
Right.
And we'll just save the money on this debate.
That's right.
Huh? Am I right?
Well, but the human rights campaign, the country's largest and most influential gay pressure group, homosexual pressure group, they wanted to have their name associated with it. So they hold it, and they basically say, now, are you coming? And all of them said, absolutely. You just tell me, to jump. When you say jump, I'll say, yes, HRC. How high and when do I come down?
Yeah. All right.
I just invented that. You guys.
Yeah, those.
May I use a little license and trademark it?
Right.
T-shirts and everything going. Do you remember Sam Donaldson? I think he was ABC's news guy for a long time. Two things about what you're going to hear. One, he's not a big fan of Trump supporters. Two, he's getting old. Listen to Cut 7.
The Trump rallies are Trump's, his strong supporters. I mean, lock her up. I mean, all the things he says, all the vicious, mean things he says, they love it. There are these people in this country. They're good Americans otherwise. They'll probably give you the shirt off their back. They'll help you if you need. But they have this fixation. They want to return this country to the white Christian country that they believe it should be again. They don't want the diversity, and they follow him for this. But they're not the country. We are a diverse people. We are good and strong because of that, and we're going to come back to that, I assure you.
Well, I just looked up. He's 85 years old. He sounds like his mind is still sharp.
Well, I wouldn't. But
that's a vicious slander, and that's what the left does. It's a vicious slander saying that we want to go back. I don't remember a time when it was only white people here, you know. I mean that you know.
Does he mean go back pre civil rights?
Oh, I think that's what he's implying. And
I don't know anybody that believes that. I know a lot of Trump supporters.
So I said it's a vicious slander.
I don't
know
from
Sam Donaldson.
Yeah.
And the thing is,
he's always been fair though. Otherwise, don't you think during the Reagan years?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sam Donaldson says Trump supporters want white Christian country back. Well, I do want the Christian part back when our nation was founded on Christian principles. And
where does Trump get that? Where do they get that to hang around his neck?
I guess because his opposition, probably some of it's still tied back to Charlottesville. But it's also it's the illegal immigration thing. They're all saying.
Okay, so you can't be opposing illegal immigration and not be a racist.
Right.
I got you.
They don't allow for.
I want strong national security to protect our borders. But it's because it's brown people that are trying to get in. Therefore, you're doing this because you're racist.
Right.
That's the way they frame it.
Because you want just white people here. I guess unbelievable to them that there could be people who say no. I like Hispanic people, generally speaking. They seem to be fine, hardworking people, would be good for our communities. We just want them here legally. Legally.
What do you do with Hispanic people, the 40% or whatever it is, who also have a problem with illegal immigration? Are they self-loathing?
I guess. You would ask Sam Donaldson, and I guess we'd find out what he
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might amend the order of what you said slightly, because I don't think they start with immigration. I think they start, Trump is a racist. He doesn't want illegal immigration. Therefore, if you don't want illegal immigration, you're a racist.
Yeah, and if you support
because
Trump.
Because it starts with Trump is a racist, Trump is misogynistic, Trump is evil. They start there with everything, and then they compare your view to his.
Right.
And if you align or if you believe the same thing, then you must be that as well.
Yeah, because I think that's what Sam Donaldson just did right there. So if you don't, they don't allow for, it's kind of like the thing with the LGBTQ movement. You can't say, well, I hate the sin, but love the sinner.
Right.
They don't allow for that, right? Because if you don't go in completely with everything that that their lifestyle and behavior is about, and you don't stand up and clap for them, then you hate them.
And you're a bigot.
It's either one of the you're a bigot. Right. It's either one or the other.
Yes, those are your choices.
Huh?
You either support us 100% or you're a hate-filled bigot.
Right. There's no. You can't just say no. I don't hate anybody.
Right.
I don't hate them.
Or you say biology is not bigotry when it comes to the transgendered community. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we consider you a bigot. Have you stopped beating your wife kind of
right.
thing.
Right.
Your only choices are bad and more bad.
Right. Next up, Steve.
All right. Let's talk about a poor 12-year-old girl in Overland Park, Kansas, who got in trouble. In fact, she was hauled away from her middle school in handcuffs and charged with a felony threatening because she made a gun finger, like pointed a hand finger motion like a gun, pointed at four of her fellow students and then at herself. As I read this, the details kind of look like they are from anonymous witnesses that another student asked the girl if she could kill five people in the class, who would they be? She allegedly put the finger in a form of a pistol, pointed at four of them, and pointed at herself. But they thought that was enough of a threat to arrest her and charge her with a felony.
Well, I tell you what, if I had a child at that school, I'd be worried.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, no.
If you got somebody pointing guns at I'm talking about pointing finger. I would be worried about the mental stability of the person that's doing that. Especially in this day and age.
I think what she did deserved follow-up.
Yeah.
And maybe even some counseling.
But not,
because
not,
it was a response, apparently, that if you could kill five coaches.
Who asked that question?
Who would you do?
A different student.
And so I believe a follow-up, but to have the child hauled off in handcuffs.
I know.
And
I
charged
agree.
With felony threatening. I don't agree with that either. Yeah, that's going too far to the other side.
Yeah.
Obviously troubled.
Where is that? Overland Park, Kansas?
Yes, sir.
It happened when? Last week?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Dateline October 9.
But, you know, 9. Schools are on high alert, man.
Yeah.
They, as well, they're sensitive to anything like that. And you wouldn't want to, again, I don't agree with handcuffing her, but if something happened and then the school were said, well, there she was doing these kinds of things and nobody said anything her, you know, or nobody cared. All right.
Last
thing.
You got
1 minute,
I got
Steve.
1 minute. Okay, researchers at University of Cambridge and Columbia have theorized and have planned, well, they don't have plans to, but they say it's possible with the material we know now to build an elevator to the moon. And this would be an elevator that is...
The elevator to the moon. I think that was Led Zeppelin.
Little known follow-up to Stairway to Heaven was elevated to the moon.
That is funny.
It was on the B side.
It was.
Hey, that deserves a fist bump.
Well, okay. they want to anchor it at the moon and have it point down to Earth and have it stop some 22,000 miles above the Earth, so you could take like one of Musk's little orbiters, dock there, get on the elevator, and chuck on up to the moon.
Mm-hmm. And Steve, you thought that was a worthwhile story?
Yes.
Now listen,
I could have played more sound of a Democrat candidate saying.
That's a very serious idea. And I'm serious. That is
what is
having the elevator thing is the way. If you were going to mine the moon, for example,
what if somebody punches all the buttons?
Then you are on fire.
Then you're going to think it's a great idea.
We got to stop on every single floor.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bang, zoom, Alice, right to the moon.
Hey, Share-a-thon starts tomorrow, folks. We appreciate you praying for us. We'll see you back here tomorrow.